Hello, Dave. How are you? You well?
18 years since I interviewed and spoke to you last.
Oh, goodness, that's shocking.
You were in this studio, I think, with the girls.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That is so... like another life.
But you know what? Well remembered on Dancing with the Stars, the nostalgia and the beautiful dance to the amazing Bewitched song as well, only a few weeks ago. How are you feeling about the whole journey?
Oh, do you know what? I'm having an absolute ball. I've wanted to do it for so long and I can't even believe we're on week 8, to be honest. The weeks are just flying in and I just don't want it to end. I'm like, what am I going to do if it ends?
Have you noticed any fitness improvements from dancing?
I have, yeah, no, definitely. You know, the arms have toned up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can kick my leg a little bit higher.
And the partnership, how do you get on?
Oh, Ryan is, do you know what? It's perfect because he's so relaxed and he's so calm. So he doesn't like, you know, he's not one of these people that flip the lid, you know, if you don't get it right. He's just so chilled, which is perfect.
Even though he's the professional.
Yes. He's so good and he's just so patient and he's just so calm. So it actually works really, really well. I think he pushes me a lot, though, because I think the dance we did like the weekend, the samba, is quite technical.
It is.
And it was Lorraine saying, God, you really threw everything at it.
I was chatting to Julian Benson. He was on the show last week. He was talking about his new charity single for the Julian Benson CF Foundation, Cha Cha Boom, which is incredibly brilliant.
I know,
and
it's so good.
And he said, Dave, I can't call it.
Oh, sir, look at now. You'd have to shoot me if I told you that. Dave, I mean, really, shut the front door. You want me to ask the mega dollar question. You know, listen, you know what? It's anyone's game, anyone to play for, because you've got the, as I call them, the horses that are coming up the back end, and they're just, you know, they're the dark horses, and they may just jump into the lead, or somebody might fall at the next fence. So you don't know, but what I will say is there's some great dancers and great characters in the show.
You've got people, obviously, that are dancing really well. You've got really good personalities. You've got a really good mixture of, like, really lovely people across the board, and everybody is just doing it their utmost best, really.
And Bewitched, you're back.
I know. Well, yeah, we're kind of back 7 years since we did the big reunion. And we've been gigging since then. We've been out in Australia twice. And, you know, a lot of the times we're gigging away in the UK. But we did Electric Picnic here last year, which was amazing. We were cool. We were retro to do Electric Picnic, which was good.
But it is cool to like you again.
I know.
You're like ABBA. I mean, there's a comparison.
Exactly. I know. We've become retro.
Do you still wear the denim?
We kind of didn't for a while. And then we noticed when we kind of turn up at, you know, festivals or, you know, big 90s kind of thing, people expect the denim. I think they're a little bit disappointed when we don't wear the denim.
Well, they're showing up themselves at the gigs in denim. It's just one big denim party. Listen, best of luck, Sinead, on Sunday. Pleasure to chat to you again. And hopefully you'll be back on the show soon.
Cheers. I really appreciate it.